Missouri Mayhem.
There goes another tear gas canister.
Pentagon reconsiders plan for Iraq refugees.
It's far less likely that we would undertake humanitarian rescue.
Pain Reliever Plus.
Aspirin can keep breast cancer from coming back.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Confrontation for a fourth night in a row in Ferguson, Missouri. Police urged protesters off the streets. Then there was tear gas. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun.
That first canister of tear gas sailed through the sky with sparks, kind of like a twirl of fireworks. It landed in the middle of the crowd and exploded, and that caused the crowd to explode and run in every which direction.
16 were arrested because of the unrest over the police shooting death of an unarmed black teenager. The first day of school today in Ferguson's been put off till Monday. A second person now claims to have witnessed the Saturday shooting of Michael Brown.
After the shot, the kid breaks away, and he starts running away from the cop. The cop follows him and kept shooting, and the kid body jerked as if he was hit.
There was also a confrontation yesterday at a McDonald's in the St. Louis suburb.
Let's go. You can move. Let's go.
Two reporters working there say they were roughed up.
The officer who refused to identify himself by either his name or his badge number pressed his finger up to a pressure point on my neck and purposefully banged my head into the door and then sarcastically apologized.
Ryan Riley of the Huffington Post and a Washington Post reporter were detained but released without any charges. It seems a U.S. rescue plan being organized by the Pentagon for mountain-bound refugees in Iraq won't be needed after all. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from Martha's Vineyard.
And Steve, the Pentagon says an evacuation effort is far less likely, Defense Secretary Hagel announcing the assessment after a U.S. reconnaissance mission to that mountain where the religious group known as Yazidis have been stranded.
Not only were there fewer people up there, but they were in relatively good condition.
But Hagel cautions the latest U.S. military presence in Iraq is not over.
Iraq is still a very troubled country, and there are still many dimensions yet in Iraq that have to play out.
Military dimensions with the ongoing threat from Islamic State terrorists and the political side with a power struggle in Baghdad. Issues for President Obama's security briefing today here on Martha's Vineyard, Steve.
In the Middle East, there's a new ceasefire. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The new five-day truce got off to a rocky start with Palestinians in Gaza firing rockets and Israel responding with airstrikes. But now the truce is holding. Israeli and Hamas delegations will continue indirect talks in Cairo on a long-term ceasefire.
After 2 days at a military depot, a Russian convoy of more than 200 vehicles is headed again toward the country's border with Ukraine. Moscow says it's an aid convoy. Ukraine fears it's the pretext for an invasion. CBS's Cammy McCormick is in Kiev.
The Russians aren't saying exactly where the convoy is headed. It's turned south, and the fear here in Kiev is that it may try to enter Ukraine through rebel-controlled territory and therefore bypass inspections. The Ukrainian government now says it will send its own aid trucks to the same area. But what isn't clear is how either government plans to deliver assistance in the middle of a war zone.
Pope Francis is in South Korea giving his first address as Pope in English.
May God bless you and all the beloved Korean people.
He called on the North and South to avoid shows of force. North Korea fired 5 missiles into the sea today. New research finds aspirin and other pain relievers could help ward off the return of breast cancer. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
In a study in the journal Cancer Research, breast cancer recurrence was cut by more than half in heavier women who regularly used some common over-the-counter pain relievers. In cases where the disease did come back, its reappearance was delayed by more than 2 years compared to women who didn't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. University of Texas researcher Linda DeGraffenried says this study focused on the most common form of breast cancer.
Postmenopausal patients, especially those obese or overweight, may gain significant benefit incorporating aspirin or ibuprofen into their treatment regimen.
She says these drugs appear to suppress many of obesity's negative effects on cancer risk. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Arizona State football lineman Edward Serafin will take the field this year as the first openly gay active Division I player. Serafin, who came out to teammates last season, told his story to Connie Wardman, editor editor of Compete magazine.
He said he just really felt that it was time to come clean, and it took a load off his mind.
Michael Sam, who came out after his career at Missouri, is now trying to make the NFL's St. Louis Rams. When a customer posted part of a 20-minute-long cable breakup conversation last month, Comcast apologized. But if a new case is any indication, maybe not much has changed.
No long conversation this time. It sounds like customer Aaron Spain had trouble even getting a person on the line.
Thank you for calling Comcast.
After navigating through automated questions.
If you're having trouble with your service, press 1.
Lots of questions.
To order big knockout boxing.
Really don't care about that.
He finally got put on hold and waited 3 hours. Got suspicious and called back. Went through all this again.
Thank you for calling. If you're having trouble with your service, big knockout boxing.
He wasn't put on hold this time, but...
I'm sorry, but our offices are now closed.
And they're closed.
He says he was able to cancel Comcast the next day. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
After less than a year, Burger King is getting rid of its low-calorie French fries.
New Satis Fries from Burger King. A delicious new choice with 40% less fat.
Despite a big ad campaign for Satis Fries, sales never took off. BK says customers may not have been clear what made the fries different. Plus, they did cost more than regular fries. San Francisco says so long to the Stick tonight, a sports and entertainment home for more than half a century.
Cold and windy Candlestick Park has played host to 49er football, Giants baseball, and the Beatles' last live concert in 1966.
It's a bit chilly.
Beatles author Larry Kane accompanied the band on tour.
Paul McCartney, of the four, was always the one who loved the enterprise of entertainment.
So it's fitting that Sir Paul McCartney will host the farewell event at Candlestick tonight. The Stick will soon be demolished, but the music and the memories remain. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Francisco.
A new government report looks at tobacco sales and kids. Here's Andrew Mollenbeck of WTOP Radio.
Just under 10% of inspected retail stores illegally sold tobacco products to underage youth.
This is the second year in a row where the national rate has slightly increased from the year before.
Still, the report on the Sign Our Amendment program shows tobacco sales have fallen dramatically since the 90s. Susan Marsiglia Gray says they did not look at e-cigarettes.
More education and enforcement is needed to ensure that they understand not to sell other types of tobacco products to youth.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
Tobacco is a big point, seven-letter word in Scrabble. So is contuse. And that was one of the plays made by 24-year-old Conrad Bassett Bouchard of Portland, Oregon, as he won the National Scrabble Tournament in Buffalo. 6 of the top 10 finishers are in their 20s. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.